I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wisconsin's Morning Trivia Contest, The Brain Strain. Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX.
What it really is, Terry, is for a chance for us to show the world how smart we already know our listeners are.
And as you're pondering this, I hear you over there laughing all by yourself.
Kind of strange.
Like, what are you doing over there?
Well, Terry, you know, I get on the internet and I surf and surf. It's a wonder I get any work done at all.
Well, it's kind of work, right?
I found some really great Mick audio.
Okay.
I want to play for everybody. Oh, check out what I found here. Check this out here this morning. Oh, yeah. We all know the Beatles made this song famous, but...
Shake it up, baby!
Don't you love it?
This is a great version.
Twist and Shout. Isley Brothers did it first in 1962. Beatles did it a year later, and it rocked as well. But this is the original from the Isley Brothers. I bet our friend Rockin' John would appreciate this.
Oh, you know it.
Isley Brothers Twist and Shout, the original from 62. I bet they do it when they're at the Wisconsin State Fair on August 10th. We're hoping they do. Twist and Shout, Isley Brothers. They are live, and you're in the third row. If you win the Brain Strain this morning, we have third row tickets. If you can answer this question, this is a fun one here. Close to 3/4 of Americans that own one of these have named it. Okay, what is it that they named? Call us with your answer and win third row tickets for the Isley Brothers at 664-1949 for the Brain Strain. Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX. Good morning.
Hi.
You were on the Brain Strain this morning. Close to 3/4 of Americans that own one of these have named it.
Own one. Okay.
What do you think it is?
How about your car?
Your car. A lot of people name their cars. I've known a lot of people have names for their car, especially on a cold winter morning.
Ooh,
a vulgar name.
Yeah, not a nice name.
Car's a good guess, but not it, though. Not car this morning, but we do appreciate your call at 664-1949. Appreciate your call, too. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good now that you called.
Yeah, exactly. Now that we're talking to you.
Our Brain Strain question, close to 3/4 of Americans that own one of these have named it. What are we talking about?
The Roomba.
The Roomba. They've named the Roomba.
That's
everybody?
No.
Do you have a name for yours?
Well, mine is Rosie. My mother-in-law is Hazel, and Jenny Brown named her Kevin.
Wow. So it's
interesting.
Like, Kevin, get to work.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's a good guess. I wish it was it. That's not the guess.
I'm going to steal your guess,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, we like your guess.
I'm going to use that. That is awesome.
A boat. I don't know.
A boat.
Oh, that's a great guess
because I think
a lot of people name their boats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not a car.
That's and. Window, huh?
Not a car, not a boat. Thanks for trying this morning, though. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it.
A guitar or a saxophone, an instrument.
A guitar is exactly what we were looking for. They've named their guitar.
Are you serious?
Yes. They've named their guitar. I thought you'd like that, Terry.
Oh my God,
that is so awesome.
You got it, girl.
They've named their guitar. And you know who? I know B.B. King named, you all know the name of that. It was Lucille. He called his guitar Lucille.
We know musicians do love their guitars, so that's really cool.
You did it.
I know one person that named their guitar, otherwise I never would have even thought of it.
How about that? But you got it.
You
it
got
was
it.
The answer.
What
oh,
is
that
your
is so crazy. That's awesome.
What does your friend call their guitar?
I don't even remember. This is
when I was in high school. I knew B.B. King was Lucille. And Terry, you know, I saw that cool episode of the guy from Survivor that collected. He has like a multi-million dollar guitar collection.
Ooh.
So I bet some of those have names too. I don't know.
No kidding.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Deborah.
Deborah. You know what Terry's naming you?
Brainiac. Yeah. And you know what else? You're going to be in the third row at the Isley Brothers concert at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh, my God. That is so amazing.
Isn't that fun? Oh my gosh.
Exciting.
And from everything we've heard, this is going to be just one of those shows you're probably going to be up and dancing the whole show.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Deborah, where are you calling us from?
I'm from DeForest.